Well, thank you for coming to the show today. You're really nice to do this. You're really helping out. There's a small problem, though. As you know, for these shows, we have an occupancy level that we cannot exceed due to fire laws. We overbooked for the show is the problem is. Two of you are going to have to not listen to the show right now. I don't know which two you'll have to decide amongst yourselves, but two of you have got to go. I'm sorry. Two of you have got to listen to the show some other time. We have reached our... I've reached our level. Who wants to volunteer not to listen now? Hey, not everybody at once. Calm down. My God, I didn't think that would happen.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
Oh, boy.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Good morning. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. You're a really nice lady. That thing about two people we overbooked, I have my numbers off. We have plenty of room, so thanks for joining me. Stay with me for the entire show. Every single lip smack and loving moment of it. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm fully dressed, so let's not get crazy about this. I'm fully dressed. I got all the clothes on that I need to have on, okay? And I'm sipping out of a coffee cup. I got myself some coffee here. And as I've said so many times, coffee is absolutely disgusting. It's a psychological drug. This is all it is. Nobody likes bean juice. Come on. Nobody sat down and said, I'm going to make billions of people drink bean juice every day. Come on. It doesn't happen, and you know it. Brewing beans. Get out of here. There's so many other things that could be brewed more successfully than beans. But yet, I get my coffee from a franchise called Dunkin' Donuts, very popular in the northeast of the country, which is where I dwell. I sound like a mole, don't I? I sound like I live in a hole somewhere, which is probably not too far off. It's called Dunkin' Donuts, and here's the funny part of this gigantic company. Is the word donuts is in the name of this successful coffee company. And it should be called Dunkin' Coffee or Freakin' Coffee or something like that. People aren't buying the donuts anymore for two reasons. One is because it's just like sugar-filled dough. I mean, anybody in their right mind would know that too much of that, you are surely to die. When you eat donuts every day, it's not a question of if you're going to die from donut poisoning, it's how soon. You know that. It's not a cause of death. Usually it's like heart attack or emphysema or respiratory problems. They never really say that the cause of death was donuts, although I think it usually is. I think anybody that partakes in the donut exercise on a daily basis is pretty much go out and buy a coffin now because you're going to need it really soon. You're going to die of all kinds of complications, but the real reason you passed away? You ate too many donuts, man. You couldn't figure that out in your heart, in your lungs. Your arteries are clogged with donuts. If they were to take some type of plumber's helper and make you drink the stuff or snake your arteries, donuts would come out of it. Packed little pussy pieces of donuts are clogging up your entire plumbing system. I'm talking about you. Yeah, you. You sitting there in the second row. I'm talking about you. You're the one. You're ruining it for all of us. I don't think people go to Dunkin' Donuts to get donuts, unless you work in an office and you want to kill your coworkers. Now, this is very feasible because everybody that works in an office literally wants to kill their coworkers. Sure, there's a few you may pal around with. You have a few drinks after work. But most of them, you want to see their demise. You want to see those seats open up so you can fill them. And they're horrible, horrible people. So what do? You get up in the morning and you say, I think I'll be nice and I think I'll kill everybody in my office. I'll stop by Dunkin' Donuts. I'll get a dozen donuts that will definitely kill them by 5 o'clock. I'll get the jelly donuts so that when they bite into it, the jelly squirts all over them. That's such a great practical joke. I'll get the donuts that are loaded with sugar, especially Betty. She's a diabetic. She'll be out before 4 o'clock, man. There'll be paramedics here, and we'll get to go home early because of the incredible, horrible health thing that happened in the office. Betty had a diabetic attack because I fed her donuts. So yeah, I'll get a dozen donuts. I'll kill everybody in my office. Sure, it's the perfect out. I mean, it's not a recognized piece of poison, but in essence, it surely is. Shirley. You know anybody named Shirley? I knew two people in my life named Shirley, and both of them shouldn't have been named Shirley. You know, there are certain names where that you shouldn't have until you're a senior. And I'm not talking about a senior in high school. I'm talking about like when you're over 70, certain names should not be used before that. Or like Irma, Hurricane Irma. I've talked about this a few days ago. Irma no teenager should ever be named Irma. It basically just can't be. It just can't be. It's the same with Shirley. I mean, Shirley's an okay name, I suppose, but it's an older person's name. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. Who cares? It's my show. So anyway, the donut thing, okay? So Dunkin' Donuts sells like billions of donuts, I suppose, because people want to kill other people. But here's the deal. Most people, I think, I haven't done a survey because I don't care, but I would assume that 75 to 80% of the people that go into a donut shop are there for the coffee. You know it, and I know it. And they sell this Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the Dunkin' Donuts store and in supermarkets because it's supposed to be so wonderful. It's never wonderful. It's never wonderful because most of us at home, we have drip coffee makers, those little Mr. Coffee things. Coffee never tastes good. Do you know why? We're filtering water through a coffee filter in a plastic a contraption. No coffee tasted great being produced in a plastic utility piece of crap. The only way coffee tastes good is in those gigantic urns, those drip things, those percolators, the big ones, you know what I'm saying? That's where the coffee tastes palatable. Not in your little home thing on your kitchen shelf. It ain't ever going to feel good. But that's why people go into donut shops, to get coffee, let's face it. So why they call them donut shops? Why aren't they coffee shops? Well, they do call them coffee shops. For example, I don't think Starbucks has donuts. If it does, it is definitely not the king of the store. In Starbucks, coffee is the king of the store. It's Starbucks coffee. We're selling coffee. Starbucks makes no bones about it. We're not selling donuts. We're not selling sandwiches here. We're selling coffee in a very odd manner. When you go into Starbucks, you have to say to yourself, I am going to get a cup of coffee. This is so much coffee. It is such a strong coffee that when I sip it, my entire body will go into some type of shock. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it is. Some people love the caffeine. Starbucks coffee, you might as well just take the coffee grounds and pour it down your throat. That's how strong that coffee is to me. I can't drink it. I can't drink it. But I know when I go, and I have to use some type of strange Starbucks language. Hi, can I help you? Like a cup of coffee. Do you want the Moro Grande, the Bacco Plolo? Do you want the Grande? Do you want the Grande Lattezi? What are you talking about, honey? I want a cup of coffee. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. What country are you from? I don't understand a word you just said. I'm intimidated. You got signs all over the place, and none of them say coffee. I don't get it. It's a coffee shop. People are sitting around with laptop computers. Hey, get your coffee and go home. Go home. You're going to sit down in a chair in a coffee shop and start doing computer work? What are you doing? Go somewhere. Dunkin' Donuts, no. No, you don't do a laptop in Dunkin' Donuts. You're going to get crap all over your computer anyway. There's just all kinds of things there. It's not a clean place. I understand the people at Dunkin' Donuts. I walk in, give me a large coffee. Milk and sugar? Yes, please. Here's your coffee. Here's your money. Thanks. I'm leaving now. I'm not going to sit down and do my homework. I'm leaving your shop. I got my coffee. Do you want a donut? What? You have those still? Have you noticed there's no such thing in a Dunkin' Donuts as a sugar-free donut? I don't think they have them. I don't think there's any such thing. Why not? Why not? Oh, I read a story. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. Look at me and listen to me. Here, look over here. Look over here. A dog died. A dog died because the dog was fed some perfectly fine food that had a sugar substitute in it. And it was xylitol, or begins with an X or a Z, one of those words that nobody ever would spell in their right mind, but I think it begins with an X, and nothing begins with an X, by the way. Xylophone begins with an X, but it shouldn't. It should begin with a Z. We all know that. Xylophone, zoo, those are Z words. X, you don't get the Z sound out of an X. You put all those letters toward the end of the alphabet and you think you can fool around with them and I don't notice. You're fooling around with those two letters. Anyway, the dog died because it was given that sugar substitute stuff. And to dogs, that stuff is poison. I know you're not supposed to feed dogs grapes. I know you never feed dog chocolate. Oh, no. That's certain death. Certain types of chocolates are even worse than other types of chocolates, but all chocolates are bad. And now it's artificial sweeteners are poison to dogs. So you be careful. I gave my dog loves ice cream. Sometimes my dog, I'll give the keys of the car to my dog, and she'll drive down to the corner there where they have a nice ice cream dairy place. She'll pick up, like a quart of ice cream, and she'll come back like 2 hours later like she's like drunk or something. She loves ice cream. It's cute. She holds the ice cream cone with her paws. It's lovely. It's lovely. It's very, very, very sweet. You can't believe it. It really is sweet. Anyway, I don't like sugar anymore because I stay away from it. So I try to have some artificial sweetener stuff. So they sell ice cream, with the artificial sweetener, which is like sugar alcohol. Anything that has alcohol in it, I will eat. Sugar alcohol, rubbing alcohol, it doesn't matter. I know, it's fine. I figure, you got the word in there. It's got to be beneficial somehow. So I gave my, artificial sweetened there, vanilla ice cream. My dog loves vanilla ice cream, and I put it in a bowl, and the dog ate it up. And then I read the story, don't give your dogs artificial sweeteners ever. And I dodged that bullet, so to speak. So that's, I'm just passing that on to you just in case you don't know that. I didn't know that. So I figure if I didn't know it, there's no way you could have. So it's just the way I feel about things. We're going to continue the show right after this short break. Okay, is that cool to you, to me? You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show, ladies and gentlemen. We do this every single weekday. We can be found right here, wherever we are, on NewEnglandTalkRadio.com, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, the Podbean Network, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the Alexa app. We're all over the place, unfortunately for many of you. We'll be right back. Jason Shaw, by the way, he composes some of the songs here for our program. Thank you, Jason.
When you reach for a beer, what are you looking for? The finest malts, grains, and hops? An artisan ale that represents a modern take on traditional brewing techniques that master brewers have refined and treasured for years? A true beer drinking experience? Or like most of us, are you just looking to get fucked up on the cheap? Well, if you're like the rest of us, congratulations, your beer is here. It's Falkenhalter. It's not a great beer. It's not even a good beer. It's a beer that's $4 a case, and it's strong enough to melt the chrome off a trailer hitch. So kiss your liver goodbye and say hello to Falkenhalter. It's beer.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
I hate it when kids are smarter than I am. Oh. All right, that's not a big deal. Come on. Gosh, so sensitive. You're so sensitive. What do you do when you know somebody who never shuts the hell up? You're saying, Ron, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Ron, what are you talking about? I know a lot of people that, you know, I do this radio show every weekday, and I talk a lot, but this is orchestrated drama. This is dramatic stuff. Yeah, this is very dramatic. You know, I'm performing like a little monkey on a stick. I'm like a circus clown to you. You know, I'm a jester in a medieval court. But some of the people I know, they're not performing. They just talk all the time. I think they love to hear themselves talk. They have a thing called verbal diarrhea, where it just keeps running loosely, continually, and it never seems to stop. And I'm sometimes in a dilemma because I'm actually, you don't know me very well, but I'm actually a really, really big, nice person. I'm a sweetheart, man. I mean, I'm a sweetheart. I'm a sweetheart that hates people. That's me. That'll be on the tombstone. Here lies Ron. He was a sweetheart who didn't like people. And there's a reason for that. It's because most of them won't shut the hell up. When you have a conversation with somebody, it's supposed to be a conversation. You're supposed to every once in a while say, and what do you think? And tell me, did that ever happen to you, Ron? You involve the other person in the conversation. You don't talk at them continually just to get it off your chest like they're a piece of cardboard. You involve the other person in the conversation. And if you can't do that, then don't talk to them. Talk to somebody else. Don't talk to me. Don't talk at me. Talk with me. That's why I hated school so much. These people would get up in front of the classroom. They call them teachers, something like that, or instructors or professors. Ooh, that's a higher class teacher, by the way. That's a teacher that's paid more money, but not. Do you ever realize when you go to college and there's a professor in the college, professor never really teaches a class. It's the assistant professors that do, the ones that don't make any money at all. The professors write books so that in the college alumni yearbook, they can say, we had Professor Dockery on the staff who wrote Meningitis, How to Treat It. You know, they just use them to claim greatness. But they don't ever teach. But these teachers were in front of the class and all they did was talk at me, at me, at me, at me, taught me things. And I just sat there and I listened, very similar to this program. And I never liked that. And I also didn't like when they involved me in a conversation because I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And Ron, tell me about the Vikings in 1827. I don't know anything about it. Now you're embarrassing me. That's not involving me in conversation. That's making me look stupid. That's different. I have some relationships with people that talk too much, but I don't really, they don't last very long. If you're one of those people that talk too much, you got a problem.
Hey baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with a whisper and that was when I kissed her. And then she made my lips hurt. Take me to your love shack. Mama's always got a backtrack when everybody talks back.
Mastering the fine art of conversation is an art in itself because most people can't do it. But when you do master the art of conversation, people really take to you. They love you. Oh, I want to be around that person because they're respectful. They involve me in conversation. It's stimulating. The rest of you, not so much.
And that was when I kissed her. And then she made my lips hurt. I can hear the chit-chat. Tip it to your love share. Mama's always got a backtrack when everybody talks back.
I don't know. I enjoy stimulating conversation. I enjoy being stimulated. I enjoy sexual stimulation.
Hey sugar, show me all your love, all your
gifts. Some people like dirty talk during sex. I say shut up and get to it.
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she made my lips hurt. I could hear the chit-chat, take me to your love shack. Mama's always got a backtrack when everybody talks back. Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks.
I don't know. It's hard to tell people the truth sometimes, isn't it? How do you say to somebody you know that, hey, you know what? Can I just say something? You talk way too much. It's very difficult. It's insulting. It's true to me, but it's insulting to them. And you don't want to insult your friends. That's not the point. There's a fine line between being honest and being insulting. And it's a dilemma for most friendships or most acquaintances. When am I honest with them and tell them that something they do really annoys me? I'm not saying you should stop doing it. Just stop doing it around me. Because I don't want to be near you when you're doing that stuff. It's difficult to be honest about things. How do you break up with somebody when they're a nice person but they have an annoying habit? You don't say, I really can't see you anymore because I kind of totally don't like you. You're a disgusting human being, so we can't date anymore. You don't do that. You don't say that because it hurts other people. It's the truth, but you can't say it. You make stuff up. We can't date anymore because I'm just not ready for a relationship. I thought I was, but I'm not ready for a relationship. I can't get involved at this time. That's not the reason. The reason is because you can't stand their guts anymore. But you don't want to be honest about it. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think we need to be honest all the time. What we don't know doesn't hurt us. Honesty is not the best policy. Lincoln was wrong. In that sense. George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the tree. George, you should have lied. Because your father smacked the hell out of you. Knocked your teeth out of your mouth. You had to have wooden teeth from that day on. Not a smart idea. You could have just said, I don't know who chopped down the cherry tree. I don't know. Instead of admitting it, no. Bad move, George. You should have followed like all the rest of the presidents who lie on a continual basis. Like the one we have now, the king of liars. Because he's doing well. Just among his base. I think his base now has dwindled down to two people. But a strong two people. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Fine. Hey, South Dakota, I think it was, I don't know if it was North Dakota or South Dakota, I think South Dakota, won Miss America. And I didn't even know there was a South Dakota. I don't even understand the reason for dividing Dakota in the first place. There's nothing there. Those are two states where there's nothing there. I don't think there are many people. I don't even think animals want to be there. It's just vast wasteland of nothing. But yet I guess, I mean, if you're Miss South Dakota, I guess you won out between six other girls. I mean, I don't think anybody lives in South Dakota. Maybe there's some Indian tribes. That's about it. Anyway, she won Miss America. Remember Miss America from 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. Maybe it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago. What's his name there? Steve Harvey was hosting Miss America, and he was given the wrong card or something, or I don't know, and he screwed it up big time. Of course, Steve Harvey, at that time we thought, oh, Steve Harvey's career is over. No, it's kind of tripled, unfortunately. But you remember that Miss Universe?
Okay, folks. I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines. Listen, folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Colombia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
Why would I hold it against the ladies? What did they do? What are you talking about? That was Miss Universe, not Miss America, but still a big screw-up. I don't know. I took some delight in that because it just made things so real. You know, those things, those perfect things that never seem to go wrong. I love it when they go wrong on TV because it's innocent. I mean, you know, it's not a big disaster, but it just shows that people are human. And I think it helps Steve Harvey understand that he's only human as well. I don't think Steve understood that up until that point. I think he's damn careful, and he got very humbled after that mistake. Okay, we're going to do something right now that is phenomenal, in my estimation. As you know, with the so many disasters, two disastrous hurricanes, one in Texas and one Florida going up the... It's almost the southeastern United States. People without power in both locations. We turn to those that just go out of their way to help other people. And one of them is the truckers, or are the truckers, who haul around stuff all around the country. Without them, we would be nowhere. And everything is delivered by truck. Everything is. And they are participating in this this disaster relief as well. So we thought it'd be a good time to contact one of these truckers right now and find out about the trucking industry, and, you know, especially at this time with, you know, needing them even more so. So let's speak to one right now. Hello.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. Hi, how are you, Stephen?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm great today. Stephen Richardson. Oh, can you hear me there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Where are you? In the middle of the road somewhere? Where are you?
No, I'm here in Nashville in a trucking shop.
Okay, all right. Steve Richardson is a professional truck driver, and you're one of the team captains for America's Road Team. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Just made it this year.
And tell me what America's Road Team is.
Say again, sir.
What is American? What is America's Road Team? What is that?
America's Road Team is consists of 20 of the top drivers from across the nation that are chosen from a total of 3,300 that began, and we go all over the country and talk to people about the essentiality and the importance of trucking industry. And we also talk a lot about safety.
If we didn't have people like you, professional truck drivers, I assume our economy would stand still. Everything all the markets would crash. I mean, it's your what you do is so essential to our lives on a daily basis.
Yes, it is, sir. It's very essential. It's so many things that we do. There's nothing that's not used in America that's not delivered by a truck. We can talk about the food we eat. We can talk about the gas we use to go to work. Everything you use in your daily life is delivered by a truck.
It's amazing. And I guess this is important because the public needs to appreciate that very fact, how important these people are. And the services that you provide. In prior years, I remember there were locations where I could actually like hop into a truck and feel what it was like to be a trucker and to get an appreciation for what you go through?
Yes, sir. I could give different instances of different states that have programs for the police department and the government officials to come and do a ride-along. Me personally, I did a ride-along with a news agency down in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's a thrill for some people that's never been in the truck because it gives them a better perspective of what we go through firsthand, first sight.
Yeah. Do you have hemorrhoids?
Say again, sir?
Do you have hemorrhoids?
Do I have what, sir?
Hemorrhoids?
Oh, my goodness. No, sir.
Okay. All right.
I've been driving for 27 years, and the key to keeping that away from you is taking your brakes properly and getting out of that seat and walking around and getting your blood flowing.
Okay. That's probably the strangest question you'll be asked on this radio tour, by the way.
Right.
Now, of course, we're in a situation right now with a lot of disaster relief for many, many states and two separate disastrous storms. And again, this is where professional truckers really come into play again.
Yes, sir, it is. Just in this last disaster down in Florida, there's a lot of trucks that are already staged prior to this hurricane coming to land, ready to go in and deliver the goods that's needed to bring them back up to par, but also to deliver the medical supplies to the hospitals, the water that's needed, but also the building supplies that are needed to bring structures back to being able to use. You know, they also... I just want to put it out. There's a website called AllenAid.org that anybody can go to that they will put you with the right people to be able to, if you want to have supplies going down yourself, you can't just go in there and deliver them. AllenAid.org is a good organization to go to that will put you with the right people to get those to the proper areas to deliver.
Yeah. Another thing go on.
I was just going to say AllenAid is just, you know, it's American Logistics Aid Network .aid.org, you know, if anyone wants to go to it so they understand it better.
There's another thing I wanted to talk about as far as trucking is concerned, that the American public, us drivers in our SUVs and our cars, need to understand what it takes to drive a truck. I know personally when I see a truck on the road, I give that truck a lot of respect. I give it distance. I give it space. When a truck is trying to make a turn, I will stop and let the truck do its maneuver. I don't have to whiz by it in order to get somewhere quickly. I think there's a certain respect that we should have for those vehicles when we're on the road.
Yes, sir. And that's part of when we began this conversation talking about the road team. We go to school and we try to educate the motoring public. We start with the kids, that the kindergartners, the little age students, the teenagers that are just beginning to drive. We try to educate them because they will talk to their parents. But while we're talking to them, we get an opportunity to also talk to the parents. And when we have the road team truck out, we bring them in. We let them get on a simulator, let them get that feel in their hand. We give them information to pass on to the school system so it's a trickle-down effect that everyone gets affected by it.
Are there a shortage of trucking professionals, or, I mean, how does that work?
Yes, sir, there's a great shortage. And this is a great industry to get into to start your career off. If we can get them to get in early and be dedicated and have some heart about it. Me, personally, I went through the military, and with the military, I got training and started my trucking career. It afforded me the opportunity to be where I am today, 27 years down the road, serving my country continuously.
Wow. Okay. You've been doing this for a long time. What do you like most about it?
I love the freedom, sir. I mean, it's the freedom of getting out there on the open road, and it's almost like a vacation. You're seeing different areas. You're meeting great people. You're understanding what this great country is all about firsthand.
What's the longest distance you've been, I guess, coast to coast? What do you usually do?
Well, right now I'm on a dedicated run. I'm home every night. But in my first part of my trucking career, I ran California to Boston continuously for 7.5 years.
Wow.
So I've ran coast to coast.
Okay. Does it take a certain amount of family support to do what you do? because it's not a 9-to-5 job necessarily. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Are the families to be appreciated as well?
Well, personally, me, sir, my father was a truck driver for 36 years, and it's something I learned as a child, and now as a grown up, I pass it on to my kids to understand the importance of the trucking industry and the things we're doing every day and the reason why we're away from home. But also, they support me when I come home there with open arms, and we just enjoy that time that we have together.
What would you like the public to know about the trucking industry and people who are in the industry? What should the public be aware of that maybe they're not aware of right now?
Well, I would like them to know how important we are, but also that give us our space when we're on the road. Buckle up, put those cell phones down. Be attentive of where you are, because the life you save may be your home, and it may be, you know, your family member that learned something from you to save lives down the road.
Just for a second, let me talk about cell phones. Since you've been on the road for a long time, before people used cell phones while they were driving, which you're not supposed to do, usually, have you seen a greater amount of danger because of cell phones?
Yes, sir. It's distracted driving. It's really, really gotten out of hand. And it's a point that people don't understand, because we use that 99 out of 100. 99 out of 100 times you get away, but that one time, it could be a blink of an eye that you could lose your life or cause someone else to lose their life, and you can't take that back.
That's a very good way of putting it, because it does happen in the blink of an eye, and until it does, nobody understands how fast those things can happen. It has to happen to you for you to understand how catastrophic that can be.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a point that when we go out to the schools and talk to the young kids, we put them in these situations. We put them in a car, put them around the truck. We explain to them, let them see firsthand. And when they get in that back seat with their parents and they just go into them, put that phone down, put your seatbelt on, they are teaching the parents, and the parents start to understand better just from a 5 or 6-year-old. It's amazing that effect you have on them.
It's a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you for what you do. You are the backbone of this country in so many ways. And Stephen, thank you again.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that, sir.
What is your cell phone? Okay, Stephen, where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I go for more information?
Well, you can go to a website, gettrucking.com, for anyone that wants to get into the trucking industry, or you can contact the ATA through their website.
Perfect.
Trucking.org to get information for, if you want to pass out safety information or just information about the trucking industry in general. But, also I just want to put this out. It's on my mind. Thanks to all the 3.5 million drivers out there that do their job every day.
Thank you so much. And thank you for what you do, and also with the disaster relief, the extra that you actually, and many of your compatriots do as well. Thank you again, Stephen.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Well, there you have it for today. I am going to leave at this time. You can go as well if you wish, or you can just stay here until tomorrow, whatever you want. So join me then tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace. Thank you so much for your indulgence today.